Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And also in studio is Lisa Hughes. She's the Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, last week you mentioned that one of the top things that businesses are looking for when they're expanding or relocating to southern Minnesota, and all parts of Minnesota for that matter, is a skilled workforce. This is the number one thing that they're looking for, even ranked higher than lower taxes or access to highways. That's a big deal. How is the state of Minnesota dealing with that?
Right now I'm working with a couple of companies that are looking to manufacture over 100 million pounds per year of renewable chemicals. They are looking to hire at least 75 employees each company. They're making a $300 million investment, and they're paying between $80,000 and $130,000 a year. They look for chemists, primarily, and engineers. So this is something that we really need to work on together with our educational institutions to make sure that we have that labor force, that the base of skilled labor to continue to attract these companies.
When you're talking about engineers and chemists, that's going to require a much higher degree of education.
You're absolutely right. And even today, with the technology, with what I see in the operating equipment in manufacturing processes, we need higher skilled labor. And there is definitely a role for the technical colleges and a role for the universities, the four-year colleges.
Also, how are some businesses taking the training in-house because it's just maybe a little more expedited that way, or it's pretty expensive for them, though, I would imagine, too.
It is, and it's not really about being expeditious. It's more about proprietary processes and materials. So that's when companies are really looking to doing the training in-house, because they don't want to have something off the shelf from a university that somebody else can use. It's proprietary.
So how do you manage that kind of a geographic area? That's got to be pretty tough.
It is. It's a challenge. And early on in my tenure with DEED, I spent a lot of time on the road. And I quickly realized that all the windshield time was unproductive. And so I certainly am out, you know, in the field meeting with businesses on occasion. And I try and do as many at one time. But I'll tell you, the use of the internet and telecommunications and Skype is amazing. And since I work with so many companies that aren't even located in the state, instead of flying all over the country or internationally, we are able to communicate and get a lot of the deal moving forward, have those conversations before that critical time when they come to visit a site.
Well, that makes sense, Lisa. Well, thanks for joining us today and filling us in on that. We've got more to talk about, though, so we'll save that for next week. In the meantime, just appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa Hughes, Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.